Blog Talk Radio.
Every time I open my heart, love is there to receive me. Every time I open my eyes, I see the universe inside of me. When I choose to live intentionally, I create my reality. Love, joy, harmony inside of me. Every time I open my heart, love is there to receive me. Love, joy, bliss inside of me.
Greetings, greetings. This is Damaris. And happy, let's see, month of December. Time is flying by. December already. And lately there's been a lot of relationship readings and questions. And so I know a few people contacted me and they're like, why didn't you tell me you were going to do a show? And I think what I'll do, though, is I will go back to doing a weekly show, maybe an Insight by Damaris, and do it weekly, kind of like how I used to. But recently, it's just been randomness on my end. But a lot of times it comes from what is going on in the environment as far as with my clients. So I'll say to myself, you know what? You got time this evening. Just do a show. So that's kind of how this started tonight. And so I know a few people said, oh, I can't make it. You should have told me. But it is going to be archived. So you can just come back and listen to it. And so, disclaimer, I am not a relationship expert. I am an intuitive. I'm a reader. I do not claim to be a relationship expert. When I mentioned the top five signs, this is based off of what usually comes up or the things that come about are derived from the sessions that I have. And I also want to say this, too, is that people who are drawn to me to get readings, they're usually a little different. They come from a different place in the cosmos, if you will. And so so sometimes the readings are very interesting. And so I'm going to get started here with, I think I'll jump right in with the top five that I have listed. So this is all about if you're on the fence and you wonder if you should stay in a relationship or if you should go. And I listed the top five signs that may tell you it might be time to leave. So, number one, if your partner begins to smell different, yes, I said smell, if your partner begins to smell different, and I don't necessarily mean like cologne, fragrances, or anything like that, but if the smell that comes out of their pores smells a little odd or unusual or different, that could be a sign, and it's a smell that is rubbing you the wrong way. Like, you feel weird about it. You don't want to be close to the person. You don't want to have sex with them anymore. You just feel kind of weird. That's a sign that there is an energy present that may not be healthy for you in the long run. And I will say this, a lot of times people stay in relationships because, oh, the children or finances. There are several reasons why people stay in a relationship. However, what should be also considered is, if I leave this relationship, what is ahead? Or if I'm staying in this relationship, what is being suppressed? What will, you know, will this affect the quality of my life, my health? And so those things should be looked at as well. So the number one I have on my top five, the number one, or I should say first one I have listed is if your partner begins to smell, if they have a different odd smell, you're like, that's weird. They just smell different. There's a different smell or energy coming out of their pores. And usually what this means is that that person is infected with a spirit of sorts that could harm you and harm the relationship. So usually when there's a smell, and I smell personally from doing, from releasing extra spirits and attachments from people's pores, I have smelled some of the most horrific smells. I mean, you don't even want to, you couldn't even, unless you're in that type of work, you can't really even think, you couldn't even really imagine something smelling like that, you know. So you may not smell it to that point, but the person might smell just odd or weird or whatever. But it's a sign that there's another energy or entity there, or something has been festering with that person, and that person hasn't really been working on doing whatever it is that they need to do to change, let's say. So let's say you know the person has some issues. Let's say you know the person has some alcohol issues. You know, got to have drinks every night or something like that. And that person isn't doing anything to improve. And then they begin to smell. And so something is festering. A spirit is festering inside of that person. And soon what happens is that that person is no longer the person. In fact, when you begin to have a smell, a stench, you're kind of being taken over. It's a 50-50 chance that that person is being taken over by something, some type of spirit. This may show up as far as like an illness, or this might just show up as more of a spiritual illness. But what that means is that that person can no longer contribute the way that they have been in the relationship, or even if you were hopeful, okay, that person most likely won't improve and assist you in that relationship. So smell, believe it or not, smell is important. I know it sounds strange, but actually a big thing, smells are huge. And then number two, if your partner, and I say this, if your partner throws you subtle, what I call subtle uppercuts. So I'll give an example of that. So let's just say if you got a promotion and you come home, oh, babe, oh, my gosh, I got a promotion. You know, I'm excited, blah, blah, blah. And your partner says something like, okay, right? Now, that's a uppercut. That's a subtle uppercut, because you could take that, okay, you could take that in many different ways. And if you're sensitive, you could be like, oh, what, you didn't think that I was going to get a promotion? Or, you know, what does that mean? Okay, so what it does is it puts you in a position of doubt. Now, the interesting thing is that that type of response from a partner is something that you would expect from, let's say, what do they call them, a frenemy, like more of a jealous friend or something like that. And then they just kind of gloss over that. Okay. And then next minute they go on to another subject. So, and that's just to give you an example, but it's a subtleness that leaves room for you to question yourself. And so in a situation like that, you don't necessarily have a partner. In fact, someone who responds that way doesn't even like you. doesn't even like you. It's more competition. That person is in competition with you. And it's not healthy mental competition. They don't like you. So then at that point, you have to figure out, why is this person with me, or why am I with this person, and are we building something? Are we doing something? But what, oh, okay. That's not the response that needs to happen, you know. You know, it should be like, oh, okay, well, I hope you got money, you got an extra check coming with that, blah, 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 more engagement or whatever. So looking for the competition or the jealousy. So if there's jealousy from your partner, that's a sign that you need to go. There again, that person doesn't even like you. That person thinks that everything works out for you. You're this or that, you know. So it's like there's not a partnership at that point. In fact, you may end up having like an enemy. You might be sleeping with an enemy. So that's number two. What do I have listed for number three? If you begin to experience a lot of loss. So a lot of loss, even loss of energy, loss of ideas. You used to be intuitive and creative, and all of a sudden you're not creative and intuitive anymore. Your credit is not looking so good anymore. Your money, all of a sudden you don't have as much money as you used to have. Your money is sort of dwindling away. Losses. You lost a job. You're like, wow, I've been on this job forever. I lost this job. And so not just one incident, but several where you can kind of put a short list together of the things that have been diminishing in your life. And that's a sign that you're with an opportunist or more of someone that has like a vampire or a leechy type of energy. And that energy is just incompatible with your energy. And so a lot of losses, that's number three. Number four, if everything and everyone comes before you and your needs, there again, no time for you. When you want to talk, you get cut off. If you send out a text or message, you don't get any text or messages back. Then when you do talk to the person, they're real, real short. They don't have anything to say, really. Which is also, I have number five, if your partner becomes non-responsive, meaning that you sending out messages, you don't get any response. You guys said you're going to do counseling or go, you know, let's do this or let's do that, and there's zero response. You're sitting there talking to the person, and you're saying, this is how I feel, this is what's going on with me, and what are we going to do in a relationship? And the person doesn't say anything, but yet they go on and just kind of do their thing. Instead of getting your feelings hurt, you have to look at, can I build with this person? Is this somebody I can actually build with? Are we building? Are we doing something? Are we going anywhere? So if a person has become non-responsive, what do you have to work with? So if you're in a partnership and this person is just non-responsive, what are you So you're in a relationship by yourself? Are you in a relationship with a ghost? You know, what are we doing? What are we doing here? And definitely if everything and everyone, that was number four, if everything, I'm going back to number four, I should say, if everything and everyone comes before you or your needs, that's a big problem. There again, you don't have a partner. So these are the top, you know, and I know people kind of expect like, oh, if he hides his phone, if he comes home late at night and he's, you know, glossy or he's got a woman's perfume on him or, you know, if she didn't answer any of your texts until the end of the night, those things are like, self-explanatory, in my opinion, like those things. And then also I will say this, is that sometimes people go through communication challenges, and once somebody wants to sit down and talk about it, they can kind of work those things out. Someone can cheat on someone, and then after they cheat, you know, maybe the person even confessed or they're found out, and you can work those things out. Sometimes those things are just relationship stuff that can be worked through. The field that I have listed here and what's been my experience as far as seeing my clients are, these are things that people don't really come back from. So, which means that I realize now that I don't have a partner. My partner has checked out. You know, there is nothing to work with, you know. So that's what we're talking about here. And I want to say this before I go further. I do want to say this, is that I feel it's important that when you feel like your relationship is in trouble, or you feel like you've been in the relationship by yourself, or there's something and you can't quite put your finger on it, I feel that it's important to look at your family dynamics, look at your parents, look at your grandparents, and see what patterns have taken place in those relationships. Because, and I'm saying this as a, this is a sidebar, this is just kind of connected to what I was saying in the beginning, that there's certain types of people that are drawn to me for readings, and what I've noticed is that there are people here on the planet that come here to do really amazing things, and yes, they want to have families, they want to have children, and sort of the mainstream kind of life, but yet they're here to either, you know, change the community, to heal, or to, you know, educate in some kind of way. They're here to leave a form of a legacy, or they're here to bless the environment with gifts of some sort. But because of that reason, they will be set up. Spiritually, they'll be set up. So they may marry or be in a relationship with an enemy, and it's not the person. This is where we have to be smart. Because it's not the person, it's actually the spirit behind the person. And when we go and we dig, it's the same spirit that could have been connected to our father, or the same spirit that could have been connected to our grandmothers, you know, the same chaotic spirit that comes into a person's life to diminish them, to make them feel less, to suck their energy. So that when it is time for them to use their gifts, you know, and to rise to the occasion and leave a legacy and be the best that they can be in life, they don't feel like it. They're too tired, or there's too much drama or too much chaos, and now there's children, and now there's, you know, extra finances and all these things. Not to say that children are bad, but I'm saying once you get to a certain point, it's very difficult to come back out of that. So now, let's just say if you happen to be with the same spirit that set up your grandma to prevent her from being the best person that she could be in life, or to leave a legacy, and that same spirit followed and came through the family and now is with you, and then you are finding yourself being held hostage, you know, in a relationship, and then, you know, whoop, I'm pregnant. Or, you know, now my wife is pregnant, now what am I going to, you know, so then you got to stay, and then it builds and builds and builds. Next minute, it's 20 years later, and you're still in the same relationship, and whatever your agreement was, whatever you told your spiritual family, or whatever you discussed before coming to the planet, it's very difficult for you to execute your purpose for living because you didn't marry a partner. Or because you didn't have a child with a part with your actual partner, but a spirit that was sent to suppress you, to wear you down, and to suck you dry. And so I have the advantage of meeting a lot of really brilliant people, it's interesting because they do have a specific goal here in life. But if you do feel like, and for those that might be single and hear this, if you do feel like you are here for a very specific reason and you're supposed to help a lot of people in the community and so on and so forth, make sure that you're looking to choose, make sure that you choose a partner. But first, research your family's relationship and go deep. What I'm experiencing is that lately a lot of times things come up in people's readings, but they didn't realize, you know, on the surface it looked like their grandparents, you know, were happy and this and that. It turns out another family was started around the corner, and so on and so forth. And so then the grandfather, when he stepped out and slept with the woman around the corner and had a whole other family, then when he didn't want to leave his family, his first family, the other woman went to the juju voodoo lady and put a spell on his family. Now that spell passes down and goes through the family. You know, so there's all these different things. So it's good to get the stories, you know, on the, you know, with the family as much as possible, so then you can look at your own life to make sure that you're not replaying some of these things, or to make sure that you, I guess, see things before they come, you know, or avoid them altogether. So relationships can be extremely interesting in that way, especially when we begin to dissect them. Also, I want to say this, is that there are some people on this planet that when they get in relationships, they must go through some form of divination. They must have their relationship read. So some people that are like, you know, they're priestess status, you know, or they're healers, or they're educators, teachers, you know, there's certain people, types of people that need to go sit down and have a reading done on the person that they're considering, so they can make sure that everything is good, or they know what to look out for, whatever, because they are an important person in the community. So they must have, they can't be sleeping with the enemy. They have to connect with someone who is actually going to complement and support their cause. So I will say that as well. I guess I got everything. I think I said everything that I wanted to say as far as, I do want to say this too, as far as relationship readings that I've been getting recently. A lot of times people say they stay in a relationship because of children. And that's the number one reason of why you shouldn't stay in a relationship, is because the children are constantly watching, and then they begin to replay or mimic the relationships that you're in. So if you're in a violent relationship or abusive relationship, or, you know, you're with somebody who puts you down or whatever like that, your son or daughter is actually going to end up being in a relationship similar to that. And so it's different. It's, you know, people say, well, you know, do what I say, you know, just, you know, so words, that's great, but what children do is they only go by action. So you can talk all day long, but they're just going to replay what they've seen. So staying in a relationship because of children, and I mean staying in a negative relationship, unhealthy relationship because of children, is not good. It's actually one of the reasons why you should exit the relationship. And then if we fast forward, most of the people who I have readings with are adults who were in rough relationships or seeing their parents in rough relationships, and is why they're having difficult time in relationships now. So I'm not really sure who started that whole thing, like, I'm doing this for the children. I get it, but I don't. So it looks like there are a couple of people here. We have a few minutes more left in the show, and it looks like there's a couple of people here that may have a question. So, and if you're on the line and you want to ask a question, or if you have a comment, or if you want me to check on something as it relates to relationships, you can press 1. And that lets me know that you want to talk. I'm going to go to the first caller here. Area code 857. Your mic is hot. Hello. I can hear them, but they can't hear me. Area code 857. Are you there? Okay, area code 678. Do you have anything to say?
I was just listening, but I didn't really have much to say about the situation. I just was listening to your conversation.
Oh, okay, because I saw you press one. I'm sorry. It shows that you were that you had a. Did you want a mini reading or anything, or you don't have anything? What did you think about what was said? Could you vibe with any of that?
Yeah, in some ways I can. Yeah, it does. And it just really depends on the person and, you know, how you stand with the smells and how they act. I can vouch for that, you know, because especially when you've been in a relationship for a long time, you can just see a difference in someone when something is not going the way that you want it to go, especially when you're supposed to grow in the relationship. So, and I'm also about how we, I don't want to use sex, but you know how that's a spiritual thing? And once you intertwine with that, you know, you don't know who that person been with as well, and that's intertwined into your spirit. So I'm really, really kind of cautious of that, of who you be around or whatever, because that could affect your spirit. Because why am I acting this way and not doing what I don't even act this way? So you got to be careful of. So you just got to be careful who you meet up with, who you want to, you know, create that experience with. Let's say that. And because you just never know what they could put on you. I'm serious. It'd be good or bad. So I'm not going to say it's all bad, but it just depends on the person and what they can bring out of you or not. But I'm single, so I've been divorced like almost 3 years, so I don't know when love is coming for me.
Now, when did you know you had? Is it you that left, or did? But how did that? How did the ending? Did you know when it was time to leave?
Of my marriage. Actually, I tell you this. It was I knew something was different when he came back from an out of town trip. And he came from a friend's wedding that he was in. But I don't particularly care for that friend that he was in the wedding in for. I didn't particularly care for that friend. So I just felt in my spirit something is not right. And, like, you know how you know your man, you know what he does when he comes home, you know, the way he do things. You just know it. It's like a routine. You just know it. And then I would say maybe within a week as he came back from the wedding that weekend. I mean, you don't be on the phone time you get in the house. Normally he'll just come and just, hey, baby, how you doing? You know, or take a nap, and then he'll go take a shower because he'd be so tired. And then he probably, you know, would eat, blah, blah, blah. He stayed on the phone. Didn't even acknowledge me, go right to the bedroom, don't come out for hours.
Wow.
That's, I'm like, wait a minute.
For hours?
Yeah,
Like,
I mean, it just was random. Like, you don't normally do this. Yeah. And that's how I knew something. I even knew it some more. I'm like, something ain't right. Because normally he'll mess with me, you know, like doing what husband and wife do, play with each other, not saying sexually, just play, and, you know, and just acknowledge me and blah, 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 but he just wasn't doing it. He just went right by me, and then he'll just stay in the room. And then maybe a couple hours later, he'll come out, and he'll, do what he, the other part of that routine, and then he'll go right back in the room. I'm like,
so did you
that's
ask,
not what
like,
you do.
So did you say what? Right, so did you ask him about that? Like, what are you doing on the phone, or what's all this? So did you ask?
what I did, I didn't ask per se. I did some snooping around first. Let me make sure, because I don't want to just accuse him for nothing, blah, blah, blah. So I'm going to do my little snoop. I'm like, because we on the same phone, like family plan. So I looked up my records. I'm like, that number looks very, like, that same number keep popping up, like, random times throughout the day. Even while he's working, it's popping up. And normally he calls me, but no, he was, this certain number kept popping up. And I approached him about that. And I'm like, what's up? Is that something that you want to tell me? Because this number that I have is on the phone, you know, on the records, and I've never seen that number before. And then he really couldn't say nothing, honestly. He really couldn't say nothing because...
Wait, so was he non-responsive? He didn't say anything?
He just didn't say anything. The only thing I can remember of him saying anything was like oh, that's nothing. I remember him saying that one time when I brought that up maybe like a couple weeks after he came back. So that's when I really start trying to snoop around. And plus, he was going out on Friday night. You know, he'll come in and shower up, do what he need to do, and then be out, but won't come home to Sunday, which is very unusual for him. I'm like, when you start doing that? Just wait.
You said we'll come home till Sunday.
Yeah, he'll come home Friday night. He'll come and shower, do what he need to do, and then he'll like, oh, I'm going out. And you know how we women, we'll let our men go, well, not say let. You know, our men go out, and that's just a man thing. Hang out with the boys, that's fine.
Yeah, for like a few hours, but he, okay.
Don't come back to Sunday night. I'm like, what? When you start doing this?
Hell no.
Oh, no. Exactly. No.
So during that time, did you text him? Did you call him like, babe, where you at? What's going on?
Uh-huh. Exactly. Wouldn't get a response. Would not get a response. And I tell you this, this went in for just a month, because I'm going to tell you what was the heartbreaking part. Our wedding anniversary was a month later, and I told him, I said, is there something that you need to tell me? Because I want to be grown up, you know, be adults on this. Let me know what's up. What you want? You know, do you want her? Do you want me? If not, because I don't play second. I'm your wife. I don't do sloppy seconds. I never will be, because I'm supposed to be first, no matter what. And it just like, and that's when he say, I want a divorce on our wedding anniversary. I said, are you sure? Because you can't go back, because once you say it, you putting the ball in motion. And I don't go back. I truly don't. And, you know, when he said, yeah, I want to divorce, I said, do you want counseling? Do you, you know, what we need to do to make this work? Because I'm at that time, I was willing to make it work. What do we need to do to make this work? Because we had kids together. So he didn't want counseling. He didn't want none of that. So, you know, that was very heartbreaking to me. And then I had to take my kids to a fall festival at church that they had at the time. And so he want to tag along. I'm like, you sending mixed signals. You don't know what you want. You know, you want to be with me, but you don't want to be with me. So, and then we had that discussion the day after, and I said, are you, that's when I start, like, probing the questions. Who is she, blah, blah. You in love with all that stuff. Have you had sex with her? Have you blah, blah. All them questions that women ask their men. How far has it gone with this affair? You know, because I want to make it work. But when somebody don't want to make it work, it's time to let that go. Because if one person wants and the other person doesn't, let it go. Because I know at the end of the day it's not going to work.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because a lot of times people have a difficult time letting things go. I've got a client now I asked her today, I said, wait a minute, because this is our second, third session with this particular topic.
Okay.
And it just occurred to me today, I said, wait a minute, are you a stalker? And she said,
oh.
Yes. She said, yes, I am a stalker. And we laughed, you know, because she was just so honest about it. And she said, well, yes, I am a stalker. She was like, it's hard to me. She said all her friends, if they want to know something about whoever they're dating or whatever, she said she can find anything out about anybody just like that. And she was like, it's just in me to do it. And so she said she's very probing. And so she's dealing with this guy, and she's having a very difficult time letting him go. So she kind of has like a stalker mentality. But anyway, thank you for sharing your story, because that was not on my list as far as letting it go when the other person, you know, doesn't want the relationship. I did not have that on the list. So I really appreciate you mentioning that.
Oh, yeah, because I can't be with somebody who doesn't want to make it work. And like you said, once you put the ball in motion, I never look back.
Mm-hmm.
We did the holidays, you know, he stayed here, but, you know, for the kids' sake and whatever. But, like, February, that was it. And I did not look back. I'm like, you know, he kept stalling, and because he didn't want to pay child support because he kept stalling. But eventually,
well,
we got a divorce.
But he pays child support now.
He pays child support now, but back then, he wasn't paying nothing. Which I just, like you said, that's a whole other subject. I'm like, really, dude? I mean, my gosh. I mean, you drop everything for your kids for her?
You're very kind. You're very kind. He was blessed to have you because other women... maybe I'm just gonna speak for myself. I could tell you're just very kind, and you were very patient with him. So, but anyway, I've got another call and get you. Did you want to stay on the line and continue to listen? I think this person next might want a little reading or something like that. Do you want me to put you back on mute?
Sure.
Do you want to stay on
please
the line?
Do.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank
please
you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, area code 901.
Hi, this is Brittany. Brittany Williams from Facebook. Hey, how you doing?
How are you?
Girl,
good, how are you doing? Long time.
I know it has been a while. I actually moved to Nashville for the year. And,
Did you listen to the show?
Yes, I did. And the one thing you said when you were like, you know, you want to go ahead and end it before, you know, it be too late and you look up and then, boom, you're pregnant. It was just like, oh, she just read my life, because that's definitely what happened. You know, I'm not pregnant again, but, you know, she's one now. So with that being said, I did move to Nashville, you know, like we talked about and everything. And so now I'm in a situation where if I don't let him move in with me for however long, then he'll move back to Memphis. And I don't know what it is, but just his presence, it does something to me. So I'm just trying to figure out how am I supposed to, like, get past that. You know, Kirsten, my niece, she was telling me, you know, you just gonna have to do your baths and stay prayed up and do your meditation, and I'm not sure that that's gonna be enough. I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not just, you know, and it would be good
let me
for
ask
my
you
daughter. He'll be there, you know.
Mhm. Let me ask you, did you feel any of that before you had a baby?
Did he irritate my soul before we had a baby?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
I was
just kind of been letting it go.
Well, I was actually in the middle of moving, of us breaking up when I got pregnant. So that kind of did it. That didn't do anything about it. I prayed about the pregnancy, if this is something.
What
I'm
made you do
to,
it? And I'm not trying to go. We're not looking in the past. I'm actually trying to bring resolution. But what made you have sex with him when you were breaking up with him and he irritated your soul? What made you have sex with him?
That day, I remember that day specifically. I was just so stressed out that I went out with my friend and I got drunk, basically, and went back home and was just like, you know, whatever. And then that's what happened. And we literally didn't even talk, like, the next following days after. So other
okay.
than alcohol,
and then do you have alcoholics in your family? Does alcohol play a big part in your family? Do you know your history?
No, not that I know of. No.
Okay, and neither and his either. Do you know about his family history?
They have a drug problem, but not alcohol.
Like a bunch of people, like what? So addicts.
Yeah, both his parents were addicts at one point.
Okay, so I would say that because we were just trying to, I was trying to find what that could be. I would say that the same energy that he had on him transferred to you because you went out and got drunk and then came back like, I don't care, which is kind of what an addict would do. An addict is very impulsive,
yeah.
Like whatever. So I would say, moving forward, that would be something that you would want to look at, like to make sure that you avoid, let's say, being impulsive or, you know, understanding, I will say understanding that kind of energy, but also knowing the kind of energy that you're dealing with, you know, so then as your daughter grows, you know the kind of energy that's, you know, to keep, you know, to be aware of and stuff like that.
Right.
As far as, I don't know what your question was, though, as far as, like, because the thing is that he's just your child's father. So you want to know, like, he's going to be your child's father. So you want to know how to deal with that?
Well, no, he is her father. I mean, she's about to be two.
No, that's what I meant. What I meant was is that you're going to have to deal with his energy, like, for the rest of her life, or, you know, as long as everybody's living. So your question was, there's something about him that irritates your soul, but you don't know how to deal with that. Was that your question?
Yeah, the only way I know how to deal with it is to keep like a certain amount of space in between us. But he's probably about to be living with us for a few months, and so I don't know how to deal with it. Like,
oh, okay. Why is he gonna be living there?
Because if he doesn't, then he's going to move 3 hours away, back to Memphis, basically. And there's no way that I can do that, you know, with it's just me and her here and then him. And so if he moved away, then I won't have, he's the only support up here that I have for help with her. The little bit that he does go a long way. And so if he moves, then I won't be able, you know, to have anybody to watch her. I don't have anybody up here like that.
I understand.
So I kinda need...
Okay, you know what? Yeah, I got it. So I would just agree with you as far as your friend, except I would take it a little bit further and make sure that you cleanse, like, you know, like keep your space clear and cleanse, you know, so the energy that's with him that is irritating your spirit, you're actually making the environment your environment. And so that means that whatever is in him that could try to maybe manifest, you know, or grow or get bigger, whatever that is that you're sensing or feeling, you can kind of keep it contained because you are taking control of your environment. So you would want to cleanse you want to keep your environment as clean energetically or spiritually clean as possible.
Right. Okay. Okay.
And then while you're in it, I mean, you know, you have to kind of, I think the beginning of the, when I opened up this particular blog talk, I think that you kind of want to look at what's really going on behind the scenes because a lot of people do things because of support or money, but yet at the same time, you're being set up. So what should be the focus is, how can I make sure that I'm able to take care of me and my responsibilities, you know, without having to subject myself to a different kind of energy or whatever. So, you know, you might have to work on that, because a lot of people stay with pedophiles, believe it or not, just because of that. Knowing that the person is pedophile, knowing that the person just, you know, the house is full of porn. What you doing with a house full of porn and you got children there? You know what I'm saying? Like, so the people will stay with somebody like that because they got to have their rent paid or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So the thing is that this is something that you knew for over a year now, let's say, and you're still dealing with it. So what I would suggest, too, is definitely look at the family dynamics, look into your ancestry, and just to see, because you don't want to be one of those people who are being set up, and you definitely don't want your daughter to fall into that same line of being set up, you know, by this particular energy that's trying to, you know, hold you hostage in a way. So just do the work, but while you keep your space clean and stuff like that, make sure you're doing some things to and check out all the resources so that you're able to take care of there again, you and your responsibility, you and your daughter.
Right. Okay.
Yep. So that, and then, you know, do what you and your friend, like, you could do that, and then do keeping your, you know, do your spiritual bath and stuff like that, you know.
Right.
But I'm going to go ahead and take this next call. So thank you, my dear. Good to hear from you. Do you want to stay on the line, or are you hanging up?
Yeah, I'm going to stay on.
Okay. Area code 404-376.
Hey, Damaris, it's Kathleen.
Hi, Kathleen.
How you doing?
I'm well. No complaints.
Are you trying to figure out who's Kathleen?
Huh?
I said, are you trying to figure out which Kathleen?
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay.
Why you said,
all right, I sense
a
little bit of hesitation in that, like, okay.
No. I said,
okay,
I'm well, no complaint.
Okay, good.
Well,
yep,
I was going to ask, though, did you listen to the show from the beginning, or any comments, or could you relate to anything?
I didn't listen to it. I got on the call late, but I am planning on going back. It's going to be archived, right? Okay, so I'm going to go back and listen to it. But I did have a question. I did the activity that we had worked on for the road opening, and as it happens, that same night I got a call, and the call was very different. It's almost like somebody had pulled a blindfold off of his eyes. Like, now he can see. So everything he was saying was like what I kind of wanted him to get all along. And I guess I'm wondering if this is coming from a place of enlightenment and growth on his part.
Your phone is breaking up. You do that. Your Bluetooth or whatever that is. It happens every time we're on the phone. I can't hear you now.
I'm sorry. Did you hear what I said about the call I got?
Yep, I heard that part. And then I heard you wanted to know if it was authentic or not. And then after that, I didn't hear anything.
Yeah, that's pretty much it, because I'm trying to figure out if it's in response to my pulling away from the situation, or if it's really them growing and evolving.
All right, I can check. Hang on a second. It's from you pulling away and him feeling like some form of like desperation or whatever like that. So he could be a little leechy. You guys could have maybe a leechy relationship because he's starting to fill the pool, and so he's becoming almost like his energy's becoming deflated. So so it's him feeling like he might be losing some of his life support.
Okay. Okay.
That's
really
what I'm
pulling
away. Okay. Now, I got the impression. I didn't know that you.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I'm pulling away in the sense that I'm detached emotionally, and everything that I'm asking for and attempting to manifest is highest good, that I let go of things that no longer serve me. And I intended that to be for everything, including, you know, relationships, everything. So I didn't specifically name this relationship as being a part of it, but I accept that this may no longer serve me, and I'm willing to move away from that.
I understand. Yeah, well, he's definitely feeling that.
Okay.
He's definitely feeling it. So, and then usually you know when a person is growing, like, because they will share that with you, like, oh, guess what, I've been taking this class, or, oh, guess what, I've been seeing this therapist, or, oh, my God, I never really got into this chakra stuff, but I'm into this chakra stuff or meditation or whatever. So usually you'll know if a person is actually growing because they will tell you about it. They'll tell you that they're doing all these new different things or whatever, or they're experiencing these new things, usually. So,
okay.
Yeah, but no, he looks deflated, like he's losing some life force. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, my love. Well, good work.
All right, thank you.
You know, keep up.
I'm excited.
Keep up the good work. Okay. Me too. You want to stay on the line? It looks like I got another call here.
Yeah, I'll stay on the line.
You want to stay on the line? Okay.
Yes, right. Ma'am.
Okay, Erica 901.
Yeah, Damaris. Hey, how you doing? This is Kirsten.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I listened to the show. It's a great show, and it definitely resonated. But the only thing that I really wanted you to talk more about was about legacies and family spells.
Okay, great. So
yeah,
what I meant. So basically, this is the short of it. Like, for an example, you can look at, like, maybe in your family, people were like the first educators, or they opened up community stores, like stores for the community, or they were healers, or, you know, shamans, or, you know, something like that. Like, if we look at some of the gifts, or musicians, or whatever, or they were carpenters, they build things, you know, with, you know, almost being like, you know, against, you know, against all odds kind of thing. Like, you know, they're still able to pull through and so on and so forth, but they were important people. And then let's say in that same lineage, if you will, all of a sudden alcohol became a thing. Alcohol destroyed them. You know, like all of a sudden, you know, alcohol just sort of ran through the family. And so the person who was the inventor, they invented, you know, the first pipe cutting machine or whatever. Now all of a sudden, that, you know, they were drinking and went into depression, and or let's say their idea was stolen, and so their idea was stolen and they never recovered. So they began to drink and drink and drink. And so you know these stories, and then fast forward, then looking at the dynamics in your relationship, they say, well, wait, is there something that's holding me back? And oh, wait, hold on a second. It seems like my husband drinks too much, or he comes from a family of drinkers, or I myself started drinking too much, you know, instead of making moves, I don't feel like, you know, doing as much as I normally would do. I'm drinking too much with my girlfriends or whatever like that. So being able to say, wait a minute, let me see if I can trace my story back to a familiar story that's in my ancestry, you know, so then I can tell if I'm being set up by this particular energy.
So
energy, yeah.
And so that
energy,
because
it follows you, right?
That's what we were just talking about, yes.
Yeah.
Because the thing is that if it's not cut off, if a person doesn't say, okay, let's cut or clear away this family curse or this pattern, then it's going to continue to go and go and go. And then this is why we begin to attract people who might have that same energy that caused chaos in the family. So it just kind of it passes down.
Okay, and I know because, like, the last reading I had with you, I think we touched on that towards the end, and definitely about the legacy, you brought that up, but also, too, like, how do you cut off something like that at its source, like by doing the cleanses, or is it more like a mental thing, or is it something that it takes a period of time? Because from what I hear, it seems like it's a pretty strong energy that kind of follows a family.
I think that once you see it and you can acknowledge it and see it and then fully understand it, you can choose not to be emotional. So the emotional part of it will be like, oh, I better stay into this relationship because of the children. Your emotions will say, oh, but if I leave him, I have a feeling that he'll just die. Like, you know, he won't be able to make it or survive if I leave him or if I leave her. The emotions will have you stay in a relationship that is unhealthy. But when you can fully see it and accept it, then you begin to put forth the actions that are going to cut that particular energy off. So the thing is that the first thing that must be done is you must remove yourself from the spell. So by you removing yourself from that particular relationship, now you stop, literally by doing that, you stop the family curse or the family pattern where everybody was in a relationship that stayed longer than what they should have or was abusive, or the women in the family, they weren't able to, do or say anything. They had to just stay under the thumb of their husbands or whatever, while the husbands go out and cheat or whatever. So now all of a sudden, it stops with you. So then, and then if you have children, which you do, so then now it doesn't pass on to your children. So you actually stopped it. So first, you must remove yourself first from the spell.
Okay. Yeah. And that's the first
step. So it's just like if everybody got, heart disease or a high cholesterol or have heart attacks, well, I'm not trying to, go back and save everybody that had a heart, basically I got to stop, let's say, eating meat. If I know that meat, it contributes to high cholesterol, then I have to stop eating meat, because in my family, everybody died. Everybody wasn't able to live out their legacy because everybody died early from heart attacks.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So,
So then I'd have to remove myself from bad eating habits that my family were addicted to. Maybe they were emotional eaters or whatever. So they weren't able to finish things out, everybody dying from this and that. So then now that I see that, and I can see that, I do a lot of emotional eating or I'm starting to have heart problems or, whatever. So then now I remove myself from those patterns because now I see it.
Okay.
And then if you see it and you still can't remove yourself from it, then what you do is you get help. That's when you get help.
Mm-hmm.
You can say, I see this, but for whatever reason, I can't leave it. So then that's when you begin to ask for help and then begin to apply those various modalities to help you remove yourself from that situation.
And
I
was just going to say, would the help go farther than like a spiritual bath? Like, will it be one step above that? Hello?
You're saying that if you find yourself in a position where you know you need to leave, but you can't, you want to know if a spiritual bath will do that?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, when you ask for help, is it like one step like above a spiritual bath that will actually kind of break that? I know it's certain things that you can do and certain people that you can talk to and certain rituals. So I'm asking about that.
Yeah, I mean, there's several modalities. The best thing to do, what I usually do is when I give readings, I call that person's spirit up, and that spirit will, their spirit will tell me what that person needs to do. Now, if that person follows that, those instructions, there again, that's on them. So now, if I know several people who get readings, and they get readings over and over and over again, and in the readings they're given baths and different remedies and so on and so forth, but then we always go back to that same topic. So then we have to look at it like, okay, if they're not making changes based on the fact that they say they wanted to do something different, sometimes a cycle has to play out because that person is too emotionally involved. That person is not in a common sense scenario. They're more, it's more emotional. It's an emotion that's pulling them with that particular person, where they're trying not to give up on that person, or they're afraid to be lonely. They don't want to be alone. So there's other factors there, because a lot of people know they need to leave a relationship, but at the end of the day, they're not going to. And because, you know, so you, there again, you have to be able to look at the situation and then be able to see, oh, this is why this was happening, because it's very tough, because then all of a sudden you have to give, there's a lot to give up for some people. Some people, if I get a divorce, that means that I failed. Oh, if I get a divorce, that means that I'll be just like my parents or like my grandparents. You know, oh, if I get a divorce, what will the neighbors say? You know, I want to keep a certain look, blah, 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 blah. So there's a lot of reasons why, usually ego involved reasons, that a person doesn't want to leave a relationship, and it's a lot of work. So then you just weigh it out. Do I stay in the relationship and keep the curse, the family curse, going? Do I participate in this family curse and keep it going and pass it down to my daughter or my son and let them ride it out? Do I do that, or do I take a chance? You know, or do, and I allow my warrior spirit to rise and stop this pattern. So it's a choice. And if you feel like you're not, if you feel like that choice is still very difficult to make, so then you get people around you, you know, do old school. You can go have, get on a prayer line, have people pray for you, you know, while you take spiritual paths. You know, go and talk to people who have gone through divorce or separation or something like that to get, you know, other perspectives or insight or whatever like that. There again, a support system that's going to help you pull out of the relationship. If you're taking a spiritual bath and you're going back to what you've been doing, then the best thing to do is continue to take spiritual baths over and over and over again until something clicks. But in the process, you probably shouldn't have sex with the person that you're trying to leave, because that's the energy, of course, that continues to pull you back. But the important thing to remember is that if you're with the person or not, am I making progress? Am I making progress? You know, am I, you mentioned legacy, you brought up the topic of legacy. Am I on my way? You know, am I living my legacy? Am I living that? And then you have to look at what's more important. You know, that, you know, if I'm suffering in this relationship, you know, what's more important? You know, or how long am I supposed to suffer? Or how long am I supposed to hope and wish? And a lot of times, no offense with the women, but the women, because the women are so, like, sold a dream on marriage, you know, you know, it's like this dream, this, you know, that the woman, she want, you know, this marriage and the children and blah, 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 you know. So a lot of that is when you wake up and you realize, well, wait a minute, this is the dream that I thought I was getting into or whatever. Yeah, I mean, that's tough. So what the best thing to do, though, is to talk to other people who are going through that so that you have that support system. But you can take a lot of spiritual baths. You can do a lot of different modalities. But if your mind hasn't, if it hasn't really clicked in your mind, if your If you're, most people are stubborn. So if it hasn't clicked that, wait a second, I'm in a toxic relationship and I'm suffering and I'm not making progress here, instead of trying to hold on to a fantasy. So if the mind hasn't clicked to that, then you can take all the spiritual baths in the world. I mean, you'll stay light and clear maybe in some other areas in your life, you know, but if you don't make the moves, or if it doesn't hit you in your mind, like, okay, I gotta make moves. This is why I like working with people who throw up their hands. Lately, I've been getting a lot of men who come to me and they're saying, I'm tired of living like this. I'm done. I don't even want the life that I had. I don't want it. I want one woman, blah, blah, blah. I'm done. I had enough. And I'm so excited, because that's the rest, in my opinion, from there is easy. Once a person's mind has been made up, I can come in and give them all different types of modalities, and I can see them that same day. I can see them a week later, and they look like a different person.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so excited. But it started off with them saying, I'm done with this. I can't live like this any longer. I need to be my true, authentic self. And it's interesting, because I've been getting that more from men than the women. A lot of men have been coming forth like, I'm ready to change, and they actually putting in the work to do it. So, but anyway, so you know, I don't know if that helped you, but
great show, and thanks. Yeah, thank you.
All right, thank you. Good to talk to you.
Okay.
All righty, so. It looks like, one, the show has been over, but I still think it's going to be archived. I appreciate everybody listening, those that chimed in, those that didn't, I appreciate you. I also just want to appreciate all of my folks that have been with me for a while. Some of you guys have been with me for a long time, and you have sent me beautiful referrals. And then some of you who haven't been with me that long and sending me good referrals and stuff, like, I really appreciate you guys. I really, really do. And you all know how passionate I am about the work. And so I appreciate you. And I appreciate the referrals and your support. And most of all, I really do appreciate those that are trying. It makes me feel good knowing that we're all in this together, and that we're trying. We're taking the steps that we need to take to evolve. It's just about evolution, pretty much it. Are we, you know, to continue to evolve, to bring forth the gifts of our ancestors, you know, and to bring them forth and to pass them down and to carry on. So I really do appreciate you guys, and thank you for listening in to the show. I can't tell you when to tune in again. I think I'm going to go ahead and at least probably soon start a weekly show. So then we know, let's say, every Sunday or every Monday or whatever there's a show. So I think I'm going to start the weekly shows the way I used to do them. But anyway, appreciate you guys. Have a wonderful, wonderful week ahead. All right. Thank you and good night.